We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Urushim Mechaim Yaakov Pinchas Aleya. We are in Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Klal Amru Bayevama. This is a general principle, general rule they say regarding a Yevama, a woman who is awaiting to perform Yibam. Kol Shehi Isur Erva. So number one is that, and this we know already, that if there's an Isser Erva, any widow who is excluded from Yibam because of an Erva problem, which is any of the 15 women we spoke about in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, so therefore there's no Chalitza or Yibam. They're excluded completely. So if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, and there's nothing to worry about. And there may be other women who are excluded from Yibam and Chalitza for other reasons than Erva. An islandist, a woman who, as we mentioned, and never physically matures, and cannot have children, so such a worse woman as well, there's no Yibam HaChalitza. But there she doesn't exempt the co-wife, the Tzara. There comes to the Ervoda, we know we exempt the co-wife as well, and there's no Chalitza or Yibam. So that's principle number one. Isura Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, if the prohibition is a prohibition in marrying her is included what we call an Isser Mitzvah, which we'll discuss in the next Mishnah, which means an Isser Derabanan, or Isser Kedusha, something related to Kedusha like Kahuna as an example. Choletzas v'lo misyabemes. In such cases, we require Chalitza, but we will not allow Yibam. So the next Mishnah will go through this in greater detail, but basically an Isser Mitzvah would be where you have something where Mida Oraisa there's no problem, but Mida Rabanan there's an issue, which the Mishnah will tell us in the next Mishnah, there are what we call shnios la'arayos. A certain arayos, a grandmother, let's say, is on the list, but we'll maybe discuss other examples, is where the marrying them is only an issa d'rabanon of erva. So that being the case, on a d'oraisa level, there should be Yibam. The Rabban are the ones who say that person is considered an erva, but on a d'oraisa level, the person is not an erva. So that widow should be subject to Yibam. And therefore, we don't perform Yibam because of the rabbinic prohibition of status of erva, but nonetheless, we require chalitza. And the same thing would be true when it comes to Isra Kedusha. This is where a Yavama fell to a Yavam with whom she is not permitted to live with me d'oraisa, but it's not an erva. So the Kedusha, for example, would be, let's say, a Kohen to a Grusha. The woman is a Grusha as well, let's say, from previous marriage. So and now she, her husband passed away. Now she's the brother wants to perform Yibam. Well, there is a Zika. There is a connection between them because there's no Isser. There's no Isser Kares involved. The marriage, a marriage between a Kohen and a Grusha, let's say, does take effect. Kizushin are Tofsin. And therefore, Yibam should be effective as well on a d'oraisa level. Midrabanan, we don't say that we're not going to allow Yibam. And that was what we call an Isser Kedusha. So since that Yibam is only d'rabanan, therefore we require Chalitza and not Yibam. And as we said, we'll discuss that a little bit more in the next Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says, Achosa Shehi Yavimta, if her sister is her Yevama, then Choletzes v'lo misyabemes, we do Chalitza as well and not Yibam. Now, we need a little background to understand what this is. A widow who's awaiting Yibam or Chalitza, we call her a Yevama, has a what we call a Zika, an attachment, literally, to the Yavam. Now, not officially married, but she can't marry anyone else until she has Yibam or Chalitza. So that Zika, Mida Oraisa, although it's not a marriage, there is a Din D'Rabbanan that Zika relationship be considered like marriage. In what way? So the fact that the nafkamina of that is, the practical application of that is that the Yavam, even though he hasn't performed Yibam or Chalitza yet, he can't marry the Yavama's sister. What do you mean? You didn't perform Yibam or Chalitza. You're not married to her. You're not, now, a man can't marry his wife's sister. You're married. You'll have two women, but you can't marry two sisters. That's also from the Torah. So just like a man who's married can't marry his wife's sister, so to a Yavam where the Yavama is awaiting Yibam or Chalitza, also cannot marry. Because there's a Zika, there's a connection, a bond already with the Yavama, he cannot marry her sister. That's what we call the Achos Zukukaso. So therefore, if you have two brothers, let's say, married to two sisters, and then they both die without children, and both widows fall to a Yavam, so he can't perform Yibam with either of them. Why not? Because the two widows are sisters. And since the zika, the bond to each of them is like a marriage, so each of those almanos, each of those yevamos, is in effect, is achos zukukaso, and are asertim. So that's the background to understand what's happening here. The case of their Mishnah is the exception. What's the exception? Is achos shehi yevimta, is where this fellow sister Yevama is, we're talking about a case where one of the sisters was an erva to the Yava, and therefore there's no Zika that exists between them because the erva we know is released from Chalitza and Yibam. So if you take a look at the picture, here we have a case that you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Rachel and Leah are sisters. So you have brothers married to sisters, Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Now, there is a history to this, because Reuven is married to Rachel, but this is Rachel's second marriage. Who was Rachel married to first? She was married to Baruch, who was Levi's son. There's a third brother, there's Levi here, and Levi had a son, Baruch, and Rachel had, in her first marriage, married Baruch, Levi's son. Levi is obviously much older, and they're married. And then afterwards, Baruch passed away, whatever it is, and now Rachel in her second marriage marries Reuven, marries her uncle. That's a Reuven's uncle, which is okay. So Reuven's marrying his niece, Rachel. That's their second marriage. Shimon is married to Reuven's brother, who's the third brother, is married to Leah, who's Rachel's sister. So what happens now? Reuven and Shimon pass away, and they fall to Levi. They fall to Levi, both Leah and Rachel. Now, we typically said that, Leah and Rachel are two sisters, and therefore Levi doesn't perform Yibam with either of them because they're each one is achos zekukaso, each one is a sister of the one who is, where there's a zika, a bond, and it's like they're married already, and therefore they're both pater. That's the classic case. But in this case, Rachel is Levi's daughter-in-law, as you see in the picture. So if Rachel is Levi's daughter-in-law and she is already exempt because she's an erva, so then the din of achos zukukaso doesn't play a role. And here we will allow, since Rachel is out, so then we don't have a problem. This whole din of achos zukukaso doesn't apply. And therefore there's only one Yavama who's attached to the Yavam, and therefore Levi can perform Chalitza with Leah. Yavamos Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Isser mitzvah, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, what's the Isser mitzvah where we say we do chalitza but not ibum? So that is shnios midivrei sofrim. That's where we have shnios la'arayos, which we said are secondary arayos. The Chachamim added on to the list of arayos that we have on that list, a person's grandmother, grandfather's wife, great-granddaughter, and wife's great-grandmother, and the wife's great-grandmother and great-granddaughter. So these are also people on the list, but they're only midrabanan. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. If that woman would fall to the Yavam would perform chalitza, can't perform even because the Rabbanan restrict you from doing so, because they call that an erva midrabanan, but on a daraisa level, there is a din of Yibam, so we have you perform chalitza. What's Isser Kedusha, which we said also you perform chalitza, not Yibam? Almanan the Kohen Gadol. So let's say you have a case where the one fool, so the Kohen Gadol, is waiting for Yibam, but it's an almana. In fact, all of those cases would be a case of an almana. Grusha v'chalutza the Kohen Hedot, or a woman is a divorcee, or a chalutza. We treat a chalutza, a woman who's already had chalutza, as a grusha as well, and that's the Kohen Hedot. So that's all in that category. Generally speaking, we would say aseh do chelos aseh, and therefore Yibam should override it. Nonetheless, the Rabbanan say, no, we don't allow this. What's the issue? Ase dochalos ase should allow Yibim to override any of these Isurim. Marriage is effective. So to tell me, the Kohen Gadol can't live with an Almana, Grush Vachlusa can't live with a a Kohen can't live with the Grusha or Chalutza. Yeah, but they're performing Yibam. So the answer is because the halach of Ase Dochelosa, say the performance of Yibam overrides, that only applies to the first act of Bia, where the mitzvah of Yibam has been fulfilled. But any further intimate relations, so that's not an act of Yibam, and therefore that's prohibited. And therefore, after the first Bia, they have to get divorced. Because of that, the Chachamim said, I don't even want to allow the first act of Bia. We can understand why that would be, because it obviously would lead to further acts which would be Asur Midaraisa, and therefore they didn't allow even the first Yibam. So those are the examples that we have so far. And then on that list as well of Isser Kedusha are Mamzeres Unisina Yisrael, where the woman who's the Yavama is a Mamzeres, and she's about to marry and the Yavam is the Yisrael, or where she's an Asina, she descended from the Givonim, which are also treated as like a Mamzeres, that same status of lineage, and so where the Yavam is a Yisrael, and that's also an Isser Kedusha, which we would require Chalitza Midaraisa. Yes, they should be Yibam, but Midarabanan we don't allow it, and therefore we say you should do Chalitza. And Uvas Yisrael, Lenasin Umamzer, or the other way around, where it's the Yavama is a Bas Yisrael. She's not a Mamzer, she's a Bas Yisrael, but the Yavam happens to be a Nasin or a Mamzer, also an Isser Kedusha, we would say Chalitza and not Yibam.